Looking forward to speaking with Adam Calkins this morning. Adam is the Kemmer Ranger for the Bridger-Teton National Forest in the Kemmer Ranger District. Adam, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time. This is the first time we've had you on the weekday wake-up, Adam. So let's start by giving you a chance to introduce yourself. Give us some background on how long you've been the Kemmer Ranger District and in the Ranger for the district and what you kind of do on a day-in, day-out basis.
Thanks. I appreciate you giving the opportunity to introduce myself to the folks out there. So I've been in Kemmer just about 2 years as the district ranger down here. Prior to this, I actually came over from the Bureau of Land Management, where I was working as an archaeologist over in Lander, Wyoming, for the last 5 years prior to taking this position a couple years ago. And it's great. So what I do is I really just manage almost 300,000 acres of the national forest down here in Kemmer. And I have a great staff of wildlife biologists and archaeologists and range folks and timber that really we're just out there trying to make sure we're taking care of those public lands so that folks can come out and they can enjoy them, which is really what the projects we want to talk about today. We're all part of that and what we are out trying to do.
Excellent. So a lot going on in the Kemmer Ranger District. Let's start with the Big Spring Day Use area in southern Lincoln County and tell us what this area is and what's being done to it.
So Big Spring is exactly what it sounds like, and I know many of your listeners down here in Kemmer are probably familiar with it, but it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a really big spring that comes out of the mountain and then makes a nice little stepped waterfall when it runs into the West Fork of the Hams. And so right now, all we have out there is we have a parking lot, we have a little bridge, and we have a couple benches up there for the public. But we're really looking to expand this. We know this is the most used area, day use area that we have on the Kemmer Ranger District. And so we're looking at expanding the parking lot. We have a toilet that is coming in a couple weeks, which I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. We're going to be putting in some picnic shelters. We're going to be putting in hopefully a decked walkway from the parking lot to the bridge over the creek, and really just trying to make this area more accessible for the public. That's our big goal with this one. And we're working very closely with Lincoln County and Friends of the Bridger-Teton to accomplish this project. And this is one, as I've been out there talking with folks, that they're really excited about, that we're putting in the effort to clean up Big Spring and to make it a little bit more accessible for folks.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Sounds really good. You mentioned this is underway now. Do you have an estimated or target completion date for this all to be done?
It's going to take 2 to 3 years to have this all the way completed. Right now we have the toilet coming in a couple weeks, but the rest of it is under our environmental review process or the NEPA process. And so we'll have that done and signed hopefully, later this year with the hope that we can secure some funds and begin to complete the rest of the project, parking lot expansion, the walkway, the picnic shelters over the next several years.
Speaking with Adam Calkins this morning, he's the ranger for the Kemmer District of the Bridger-Teton National Forest, updating us on some projects happening in the southern Lincoln area. Adam, let's talk about the Commissary Ridge Trails. What's happening there?
Yeah, so this is one of our other really big project that we have going on. So Commissary Ridge makes up the spine of the Kemmer Ranger District. It's about a 50-mile non-motorized hiking trail that kind of starts down at the Blue Jay Trailhead and goes all the way up into Tri-Basin. And connected to the Commissary Ridge Trail is 180 miles of total trail system that we have there. And most of it hasn't seen a trail crew in 15 to 20 years. And so working closely with several different partners to inventory the trail system and see what condition most of those trails are in, with the hope that we want to expand and fix and clean up all of these trails that we have in the system. And so 15 trailheads, 180 miles worth of trail is quite the endeavor. As of this point, we've inventoried just over 40% of the trails in the system, and it looking like they're going to need a lot of maintenance. So it happens when we don't get out there and take care of them for 20 years. So, but we know over the next several years, 3 to 5, that we'll be able to get a lot of these cleaned up. And with this, we're also working on improving a lot of the trailheads. As we've done our inventory, we found a lot of our trailheads are in pretty poor shape where they don't exist at all. And so we're working through the environmental review process again on several of those trailheads this year, at Little Bear, up at Roaring Creek, Ham Fork, and cleaning up those trailheads for the public.
You know, Adam, as you go through this process, and maybe this is something that's already available, but as you go through this inventory process and cleaning up these trails on commissary, do you feel like this is an opportunity to also update maybe an online database of the trails and locations? I'm thinking for people visiting or people that want to go out and access these trails. Is that part of this project as well?
Yes, so that is going to be part of this project. So one of our big partners, Friends of the Bridger Teton, has a connection with several online trails groups, several online trail apps as well, that we are going to be working with them to begin updating those apps. As right now, you would open some of them and no trails even appear on those apps. And so we're working on getting these trails put on there. And then hopefully once we get them cleaned up and we can start marketing and bringing people in to start using and enjoying these trails, whether it be backpacking, whether it be horse riding, or whatever it might be.
A lot going on in the Kemmer Ranger District. Adam Calkins, District Ranger with the Bridger Teton National Forest. Adam, appreciate your time and the updates. I do know you have an event coming up. Tell us about Outdoor Discovery Day that's coming later this fall.
Yes, so Outdoor Discovery Day, this will be our third annual Outdoor Discovery Day. And what we've done is we've really wanted to reach out to a lot of other federal agencies and outdoor nonprofits and put on an event for children and youth where they can come and they can learn about the outdoors. And so we put it on down at the Triangle in Kemmer. The date is September 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And every group that comes, groups we've had include the BLM, Tread Lightly, Sporting Lead Free. This year, University of Wyoming is coming, several other groups like that, Wyoming Game and Fish. And every group that comes has to put on some sort of activity for kids. That we didn't want this to just be another trade show, that we want this to be a hands-on learning experience for children. And we've had great success over the last several years. We're hoping to continue expanding that again this year. And if for folks that come down, they'll be able to celebrate Smokey's 80th birthday with us. We'll have cake and cupcakes there for that. We'll also have lunch provided this year as part of the event. And so it's a great event that people in Kemmer really started embracing while people come and they learn about the outdoors in a fun, family-friendly environment. And there's no cost. It's all totally free for folks to come down and enjoy the event.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll talk again when we get closer to it for more details. Adam Calkins, Kemmer Ranger, District Ranger for the Bridger Teton National Forest. Adam, thank you so much for the time and the updates. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
No, I don't think so. I'd just like to thank the team that we have down here in Kemmer that's doing such a great job working so we can get all these projects on the ground and we can get things put together.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up. Adam Calkins, Kemmer Ranger District Ranger on the SBI Radio Network.